Almost all the milk in the grocery store, and the yogurt, and the cheese come from big operations like this one out in western Kansas.
My name is Cipriano Gutierrez from McCarty Family Farms in Scott City. My title is parlor manager.
This milking parlor that Gutierrez oversees here is a cavernous room with a giant turntable in the middle, slowly rotating 60 cows at a time through the milking process. Fresh cows step on, milk cows hobble off, but the milk merry-go-round rarely stops, with workers furiously prepping, milking, and feeding every single day of the year.
24 hours a day, so sometimes a night shift is a tough job.
Think about it. You're working on the backside of great big smelly animals with minds of their own and bodily functions. Most native-born Americans turn their noses up at this kind of work. The same can be said of meat packing and produce harvesting, really any dirty job. Landscaping and construction companies, hotel and restaurant operators are struggling to fill positions that often go to immigrant workers. And dairy owners like Kyle Averhoff at Royal Dairy, east of Garden City, Kansas, scramble to keep their operations staffed.
Today, it's definitely a tighter labor market than what it was, say, 10 or 15 years ago. We're glad to have the people we have, and it's not always easy to go find the next people.
Averhoff says the whole dairy industry depends on immigrant labor, mostly from Latin America. And he says the last presidential election has raised doubts about the future of that workforce.
Anytime there's change, change creates uncertainty. And through the election, there was a lot of reasons for uncertainty. And so I think you just see people are looking for answers of what the future looks like. So
it's not so clear. President Trump has yet to follow through on his campaign promises to build a wall spanning the Mexican border or to launch a massive deportation force busing millions of immigrants out of the country. But high-profile immigration raids, like those on 7-Eleven stores earlier this month, have spiked. Numbers of people caught trying to sneak over the southern border plummeted after the election. Trump says he wants to cut legal immigration in half to about 500,000 people a year.
Mostly we've been combating a lot of fear.
Michael Feltman sits in his law office in Cimarron, Kansas. Feltman's been practicing immigration law for a decade, and he says Trump administration policies are spreading new anxiety through rural communities where immigrant labor is crucial.
You get mom and dad that are afraid because, oh man, we got some new person in there that's going to send everybody out of the country. Well, then that affects who? That's the kids, right? And then it's going to be affecting them at school, which affects the teachers, which affects...
Trump administration policies aren't the only things troubling immigrant workers. That includes well-paid, highly skilled professionals. When two Indian immigrants who worked at Garmin were shot at an Olathe restaurant last year, one of them killed, the suspect yelled, "Get out of my country," before opening fire. That forced a serious gut check for some local tech industry immigrants, like Sunipi Karapat.
After the presidential election, the hatred is normalized. If anybody can talk hatred and spread hatred, we are losing our civility.
Rapid worries the political atmosphere could dim the appeal of good American jobs, and that would be catastrophic to Kansas City's burgeoning tech industry.
The jobs exist, the people do not.
Ryan Weber is president of the KC Tech Council. He says a shortage of technically skilled workers is shackling the growth of local tech startups.
In fact, there are thousands of open tech jobs in Kansas City, and they pay exceptionally well. It's almost $90,000 a year average salary. I mean, they're well-paying jobs, but they do require skills.
Coding and engineering skills that Weber says most Americans lack, but abilities abundant in places like India. Meantime, Weber says the tech entrepreneurs he talks with have yet to see fallout from Trump immigration policy when it comes to filling jobs. He says they're still recruiting immigrants from graduating classes of regional universities. Problem is, those schools aren't seeing as many foreign engineering and coding students coming in these days. So President Trump's impact on the job market may just be starting to take hold. Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
Support for Harvest Public Media comes from this station and from the Center for Great Plains Studies at the University of Nebraska, host of April's Conservation and Tourism Conference, Plain Safaris, in Kearney, Nebraska. Learn how tourism can save our natural environment and help communities grow. More at go.unl.edu/tourism.